This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Yesterday, around 1 p.m., a man was found dead at a home on BIA Road in Bethel. Police responded to a report of a possible homicide and found Scott Graydanis dead from traumatic injuries. Police have arrested a suspect, Graydanis' son, Nathan Graydanis. Bethel Police Department asked for anyone with information about this incident to call 907-543-3781. Continuing in crime, a video camera captured Eddie Thomas Jr. carrying a human body to his car in Eagle River days before his ex-girlfriend was found dead at the base of a cliff near Kletna Lake Road. That's according to a newly filed charging document. Police arrested 36-year-old Thomas Jr. on Tuesday in connection with the disappearance of Geraldine Nicholson, who grew up in Bethel. Nicholson was last seen on April 24th. Her family told police that she had been to their home and then went to Thomas Jr.'s apartment in Eagle River. Thomas Jr. told police that she left within an hour, but police say a photo posted to Instagram appears to show that 27-year-old Nicholson taking a bath at Thomas Jr.'s home. And surveillance video also shows Nicholson buying alcohol from a nearby store that night. The charging document says 3 days after Nicholson was last seen, surveillance cameras captured Thomas Jr. leaving his apartment with a body. He put the body in his car and drove away. The charges say the body appears to be Nicholson. Nicholson's body was found Saturday. The medical examiner has not yet determined her cause of death. Thomas Jr. is at Anchorage Jail, where he is awaiting trial. He is charged with tampering with physical evidence, misconduct involving a corpse, unlawful conduct, and violating conditions of release. Next, in education. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic wreaking havoc on the last school year, the Lower Kuskokwim School District has fewer teachers leaving this year than in the recent past. Teacher turnover is nothing new in the Lower Kuskokwim School District. In recent years, the district has made efforts to develop teachers from within the region to try to reduce turnover. This year, the district dealt with a new challenge, the COVID-19 pandemic, which shut down in-person learning for most of the school year. Despite the pandemic, or perhaps because of it, more teachers than usual are deciding to stick around for another school year. In the last 3 years, an average of 89 teachers left per year. This year, that number is down to 71 teachers who are leaving after the semester ends, a 20% drop. This is all according to LKSD Human Resources Director Andrea Engbritson. She says the reasons for the decline are not clear yet, but her guess?
I think they're hopeful for the coming year, and they still are wanting to experience the Delta.
She says new teachers who often only stay for a short period may be deciding to stay an extra year because they feel they didn't really get to try teaching in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta under normal circumstances. Engbritson says the district has already filled 22 of the open teaching positions this year and has 49 jobs left to fill.
We do have areas, some pockets that are always challenging, pandemic or not, such as math and special ed.
Before the COVID-19 pandemic, LKSD used to recruit teachers through in-person career fairs. Then last year, LKSD and other school districts started recruiting teachers virtually.
But a year ago, the system of virtual fairs wasn't quite up and going yet, so there were some challenges with that. Fairs were just being canceled.
This year, the system of virtual career fairs is going smoother. In fact, she says there are some advantages to virtual recruiting compared to in-person.
This year, we've been able to sometimes attend multiple fairs in a day that wouldn't have been able to happen when we were traveling from place to place.
She and her staff have been able to attend over 100 virtual career fairs this year. And she says recruiting may stay virtual to some degree after the pandemic as well. Engbritson says the district's focus remains on quality of teachers, not quantity. She says each hire is screened through 3 separate interviews. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. Next, in environment. For the past decade, scientists have observed several years of abnormally low sea ice. While most of the cause has been attributed to a warming Arctic climate, a new study from the University of Alaska Fairbanks has found evidence that warming waters outside of the Arctic are impacting sea ice as well. For Alaska's Energy Desk, Wesley Early has more.
In the summer, there is a warm water mass that flows up from the Pacific Ocean through the Bering Strait across the Chukchi Sea. UAF Marine Science Professor Harper Simmons says this transfer of warm water up into colder seas is normal.
That flow is a natural state of the system. I mean, there is, you know, unless things were really rearranged in the distant past.
The water ends up resting in a layer just below the surface of the Arctic Ocean. Simmons says it stays there until the fall when colder water starts to form ice on the surface.
That warm water makes its way, you know, slowly out of that layer and affects the ultimate amount of sea ice that forms in the Arctic.
While that flow is normal, Simmons says there's emerging evidence that the warm water coming up from the Pacific is getting even warmer.
Since the 90s, the temperature of that water has been observed to have a fairly significant warming trend.
That trend translates to about half a degree Fahrenheit per decade. While that may not seem like a lot, Simmons says because it's such a sudden change from years of stable sea ice conditions, it can be jarring to the system.
You know, if there was in the past kind of an expected sea ice formation of 2 meters of sea ice over the Beaufort, and this heat becomes part of that, then you would expect that instead of getting 2 meters of sea ice, you might get only a meter and a half of sea ice.
These observations were made as part of a study conducted by the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the University of California San Diego's Scripps Institute of Oceanography. Simmons says the major change between this study and studies in the past was the introduction of new CTD, or conductivity, temperature, and depth technology. The process works the same as how scientists had done it in the past. Basically, researchers lower a package into the ocean to monitor conditions in the water. However, Simmons says the new custom-made CTD technology from the Scripps Institute exponentially increases the amount of data that researchers can gather.
In a traditional cruise, you could make hundreds of profiles, and with a package like this, you could make thousands.
As scientists continue to monitor changes in sea ice, the impacts to the region continue to grow. Diminishing ice has the potential to disrupt everything from marine mammal migration to the travel patterns of people who use the sea ice. Additionally, it could make travel across the Northwest Passage easier for shipping companies. Simmons says the diminishing sea ice could also impact the rate of coastal erosion.
The more open water that you have for longer periods of time gives you more opportunities for storms to create large waves that increase coastal erosion.
In the end, Simmons says that the findings of the study show that it isn't just a warming Arctic that's leading to less sea ice.
It's not warmer temperatures locally. There's this kind of global connection where, you know, warm water in the Pacific makes a difference.
The study was published last month in the outlet Nature Communications. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Wesley Early in Kotzebue.
And finally, a Yupik college student has won an international award for finding a way to extract rare earth metals without hurting the environment. Michael Martinez is a University of Alaska Anchorage science student whose mother's family hails from Kotlik. He discovered a way to use microbes to extract rare metals while not creating toxic byproducts and created the company Arctic Biotech Oath to develop and market the technology. The High North Dialogue Conference meeting in Norway has given Michael Martinez the High North Young Entrepreneur Award.
This is a Yupik and Indigenous people's win up here in Alaska. This not only shows we're capable of doing the basic research, but this shows that we can impact a great sector, not only of upcoming technology, but something that people are looking forward to in the future.
The system of using microbes for extracting rare metals discovered by Martinez is cleaner than other methods. Rare earth metals are increasingly needed in the construction of computers and other electronic equipment, including cell phones. Martinez is a student in the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, or ANSEP. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.